All right, we welcome you in studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Chris Maragos, one of the newest members of the Philadelphia Eagles. How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good, good.
Good to be here.
What's it like to be a free agent?
Oh, it's unreal, man. It's kind of crazy. It's exciting. It's nerve-wracking. You don't know where you're going to be, you know, all of the above. But
Did you just bunker and wait till your agent? We were, like, sitting with your agent the whole time, phone calls?
Yeah, we were phone calling all day. Yeah, we were talking to multiple teams, and they're exchanging offers and countering and all this kind of stuff. So they're calling me, calling them, calling me, you know. So it's a lot of back and forth and a lot of uncertainty, but it's fun.
And you're a new daddy too, right?
New dad. I got two boys now, but yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, new one, 4 weeks. 3 days after the Super Bowl, he was born.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Super Bowl. We have not yet had the pleasure of winning a Super Bowl in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And reading a lot about you and seeing you play and the experience that you had.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like?
It was unreal. I mean, you know, obviously I'm stating the obvious. It was a great experience, but you know, really what the NFL does and really what it stands for and, you know, the excitement of the game, it's just, it's unmatched. You know, being in New York was obviously great. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the Mecca, you know, and so, you know, you really have an opportunity to play at the high stage. And I think as an athlete, you want to do that.
Did they let you go into New York City at all? Was there downtime to go explore, walk around the city?
Yeah, the first few days we had some downtime. So we went to a Brooklyn Nets game and we went to a Knicks game. So we were able to go check out the games and, you know, kind of see the city a little bit and kind of hang out. But then once kind of Wednesday hit, then we were, you know, it was all business at that point.
I don't recall. Did you kick off or receive a kick on the first play? Did Seattle kick off in that game?
Yeah.
Were you on the field?
We were kicking off, but they kicked off to us, and we got a touchdown on that one.
Right. Yeah, no, so. I'm saying the first play of the game. There's everybody's in the stands taking the pictures, we played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, we kicked it off. Yeah.
Okay.
We
so you're on the field. Did you notice like all these bulbs going off and just surreal?
It was surreal. You know, you watch the game your whole life as a kid, and you know you see and we're off. You know the whole thing and the bulbs flashing and you know. Kind of before you're going out there, you're like, dude, I'm about to run down on the first kickoff, you know, in the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, I've been watching this my whole life. Now everybody's watching you. And, yeah, it's unreal. I mean, when you're going, you kind of feel the lights going, but you're so locked in, man. It's like anything. You don't hear the crowd noise or anything like that. You just go play ball.
When did you fall in love with the game of football?
I started playing in seventh grade. Or, I'm sorry. I started playing when I was seven. I'd probably say I fell in love with it when I was about five.
Okay. Yep. And were you always the best one on the team?
No, never. No, I wasn't really the best one on my team all throughout Little League. I was probably the best one on my team once I got to eighth grade. Wasn't the best one on my team until I got to my senior year in high school. And I don't know, I guess I'm still trying to be the best on the team since college in the NFL. But I'm the best on the team.
The best on the team. You have to have that cockiness.
Yeah, man.
Russell Wilson, all right.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, yeah, you know, okay.
All right.
But it's hard, Chris, to make it in the NFL. We all know that. Yep. And you weren't drafted, and you've come up the hard way.
Absolutely.
And you've seen players who walk into a locker room and you're like, wow, I mean, he looks like a player. He's the high draft pick. Why have you made it when maybe others haven't?
Well, for all those listening on the radio, I don't think you'd pick me out walking down the street as a football player. But, you know, I think it just comes down to determination, a heart, you know, desire to want to do the little things other people weren't willing to do. And, you know, I've been able to do that my whole career as a walk-on and as being undrafted. And, you know, when guys weren't willing to do things, I was. And, you know, I was the one who stuck around and they weren't. And when I had opportunities to make plays, I made plays. And, you know, I just kept building off of that.
Are you a gym rat? Are you a football rat? Is this the game that you just live and die for, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, I'm a winning rat. You know, I like to win. You know, I have a desire, you know, to be the best. I think any competitor does. And, you know, whatever that looks, whether that's me taking care of my body, of course I do that. And, you know, being in the film room, I definitely take care of that too. So it's kind of all-encompassing, man. You have a strong desire to want to be the best. And, you know, you're willing to do, you know, whatever it takes to kind of, you know, get that done.
So what was it like after the win that night and then – going back to Seattle and the great fans of the Seattle Seahawks enjoying the parade with you?
It was cool. You know, I mean, you win the game, but, you know, we won games this year. You win so many games throughout your career. And so, you know, it's weird because you get in this, you know, methodical state of just, okay, we're on to the next game. We're on to the next, especially in the playoffs. It's, okay, one more, on to the next. And so when you finally win it, you're like, okay, what's next? You know, and it's like, we just won it, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's really kind of started to set in, you know, probably in the last week or so to say, like, hey, we just won the Super Bowl, and, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah, and then business becomes reality, and you've got to find a job, and
absolutely.
Fortunately we're here with you in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
For those fans who don't know you,
yep.
What can they expect to see?
You know, I think I think you're going to see a hardworking guy. I think you're going to see a style of play and a mentality that represents a lot of people like the city of Philadelphia. You know, I'm a gritty type guy, gritty player. You know, I'm willing to do what it takes, and, you know, nothing's been handed me, and I don't want anything handed to me. And so, you know, I come in with that attitude every day to want to be great and to want to be the best. And, you know, hopefully I'll put myself in that position to do that.
What's the future of special teams in the NFL? Kickoffs or not, you know, it's a, for two, three years ago, kickoff, people were like, that's not even going to be around any longer.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, you see how games turn around. Absolutely. On kickoffs. It's I know that Brian said it's seek, maim, and destroy. Was that what it was? Or it was kill,
something
maim,
like
and destroy?
That. I don't
but
know.
It's also
he's
discipline.
Kind of a machine. I don't know.
It's also discipline, and it's working hard and using your hands and being really technically sound.
Yeah. You know, special teams is a different animal. You know, it's you know, for me, just playing defense and special teams, special teams to me is harder just because there's so many more things you have to do. I mean, to block a guy running on full speed and you got to sit there and just, you know, stone him and block him.
Right.
It's hard. You got to be athletic. You got to know leverage points. You got to know little tricks of the trade. It's an art, you know? And so, it's a big part of the game. And I think that's why you see Philadelphia emphasize it.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you, Chris.
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
It's good
Chris Maragos in town
me.
To play safety, to play special teams, to be a big help in 2014 and beyond. We thank you for joining us.
All right.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com.